Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town Podcast post-match Dunstable Town 3, London Lions 2. Dirk's not going to lie to you, I didn't see a 3-2 coming at halftime, mate. A really, really good performance from the boys, mate. Must be really impressed with the 3 points. Never gave up. Probably the officials were against us today, shall we say, mate. You taking a yellow card halfway through there, sticking up for the lads. Some really, really bad tackles going in there today on the boys. But I thought the lads were absolutely tremendous today, mate, in a 3-2 victory.
Look, from a Dunstable Town perspective, we're absolutely chuffed. Can't be more pleased with the group of players and staff today. That's a long time coming. I think we looked at the details there earlier in terms of January the 13th was the last time we got a win as a club. And we've had some interesting performances since that date. However, today is probably the most consistent we've been this season. You know, we talk about the Royal Bakeford games where we put in a great performance, but today from start to finish, we were very consistent in what we did. Other than the last sort of 10, 15 minutes of the first half where we sort of just faded away and become a little bit erratic in our decision making and the opposition create themselves some chances, we were consistent across the board from front to back today. And they've had to work really, really hard. You've got players there running themselves into the ground in order to try and stay on the pitch and give us the impetus to go forward and get the goals that we did. You know, we noticed their first half that we're in the first 20. We had some success going around the outside of London Lions and we got some really positive balls into the box. And, you know, Josh Hatton was early on unlucky to score at the back post. We then have a header from the opposite side for Joe Sellers-West, who just nudges it past the post. And then we have such a dubious penalty decision. It was a disgrace, if I'm going to be honest. I'll say it is, actually. I don't know why I'm being cultured. You know, because when you've got the manager on the opposite bench turning around and looking at you and going, wow.
Yeah, fair play to the London Lions guy. Even he looked at us and was like, he didn't think it was a penalty, to be fair to him.
Do you know what? Me and him had a very honest conversation today because there was a number of decisions that went either way for both of us. And he's looking at me going, oh my God. And I'm looking at him going, my head's gone. Mm. And then vice versa. You know, there's a few decisions today there where, look, the referee's had four games. I'm not surprised. His decision-making was questionable at times and the Lino did everything he could to protect him. And the linesman this side was very fair and very honest. He managed both benches really well and even he tried to protect him with some of the decisions that went in, but you can't at times. I've taken a book in there today to protect young Josh Hatton because he has been absolutely poleaxed from behind. His neck has done the full whiplash and the referee's looked at him and gone, play on. He misses one there, second half, where for me, you know, on our day, it's a straight red card for their number nine. He spent the day not looking at the ball, running across centre halves. And unfortunately, he runs across Alfie there and buries him with a forearm. And because Alfie's so honest, he doesn't go down. You know, their manager's looking at me going, wow, we got away with one there. And I fully agreed. But if the other way around, you know, I'd be desperate for it not to go against us. But the penalty decision was nonchalant and a disgrace. You know, we've got one early on for them. Ball's come into the box. Player's gone out to block and he's lifted his elbow and it's come off and ref's not give it. And then we have one down our end where Joe Reynolds goes to clear the ball. It clips off his foot, hits his trailing arm and he gives a penalty. And we're all gobsmacked. But we have to continue to take on the adversity that we are facing. Whether it's in the training environment with players' injuries and challenges as a group, whether it's the opinions from outside ears who think they know it all and think they know better than we do in-house about our players and what we do, and adversity in the game. That's why we do it. You don't turn up and have an easy ride. You want to turn up and have a challenge. But we've got to reflect on the football today. And do you know what? We've played some really good football at times. You've got some young individuals out there. And across the group, we're an average age of 20, 21. And we played some good football. Last time we played London Lions, they were probably the best footballing side we played. They were so expansive. They stretched the pitch. They had a centre forward who rolled into wide areas, creating overloads. And today, actually, when we reflect on the game, we probably played the better football around their shape. And cause them issues. Andrew Asoyabonsu, I've got to recognise him today. He's played as a false nine and his role was to try and run off Joe Sellers-West's shoulders and then disrupt their number four, Lippmann, who was tidy. He won a lot of first contacts. He got on the ball and tried to create and he was really intelligent. And Andrew was putting an absolute shift. I think by the end of the game there with four subs and four changes, he's played three positions for us today. Mm-hmm. And he's not once fobbed it off. He's put a shift in. It's nice to get Harry Beaumont back out and back on the pitch after his holiday and we'll hope to see a bit more of him moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were adding to that. The first half, if you look at it, like you say, London Lions probably played the best football that we seen when we went over there. I was really impressed with them. The first half, both teams kind of negated each other. We both kind of cancelled each other out. What did you say to the lads at half time? Because I thought second half, we got in behind them a hell of a lot more. We were creating a lot more chances. Really, really good second half performance. Did you have to tweak or change anything at half time?
So look, when we went in at half-time, actually it was about just composing ourselves again, because on the run-up to half-time, we become a bit erratic in our performances. Our clearances weren't clean. And, you know, the opposition actually got some good chances off the back of our mistakes. So when we went in at half-time, it was calm down, relax. We've had a brilliant 30 minutes of football. Breathe. And then it was a case of, look, we're going to come back out and we stick to the game plan. We stick to the game plan of trying to get round the outside. We've got to do a little bit more to disrupt their number four and stopping getting on the ball and playing in order to get ourselves back in the game. And it was just about, you know, ensuring the compactness was in place, re-engaging unit to unit, because there become bigger gaps in midfield towards the end of that first half where we sort of switched off. And it was about, lads, stop being emotional. It's for the sideline and the bench to get involved with the referees and be emotional about some of the nonchalant decisions. Players within the pitch, maintain your focus, maintain your, you know, your emotional responses. Compose yourself and focus on the football and allow us to challenge the ref. And like you saw, we had to challenge him a number of times because there were some appalling decisions. And you know it's bad when both sidelines are in agreement. It's not often you get that. But look, it was calm and composed. A couple of details were required within the group. And then we looked as a management team about what appropriate changes give us a lift second half, just to give us another foothold in the game. And I believe the changes that were made today did help us out.
Yep,
and some of them were forced and we had to be cute and clever. But when you score as you're making a sub, it almost instantly changes the decision making on how to look. And the lads have been brilliant in the dugout today. You know, Harry Beaumont there was going on, and then we get a goal and we also must have to look at the shape, structure, and how does it look. And then we had to make a change. Instead of, you know, Beaumont getting a step into midfield slightly earlier in the game, he's had to be a little bit patient to wait towards the end because we required Sam Scott to come on. And it's nice to get Scotty back in the group. He's had a rough ride. Mm-hmm. And it's a rough ride that he's had to face because his performances haven't been great. He's had to be hooked first half twice this year because his performances weren't where they needed to be, because he gets clumsy with his feet and he gets caught ball watching and gets done on the down the side. So he's had to had a bit of a ride. He's had to have a little deep look inside. But we've looked after him. In-house, we've looked after him and we've been patient with him to get Scotty back to a position where he can come back into the group and play well. And it was nice to get him back out on the pitch today and move Ethan outside one and give young Hatton a rest, because he'd absolutely run his little socks off today.
He did, mate. He did. Just moving forward, Dirks, just finishing up. Obviously, we had Dylan go off injured at the end there. Obviously, we're missing Alfie on Tuesday. He's unavailable for selection due to work commitments. How much is the squad now going to be tested as we go into what is like a mini busy period for us? I think you said to me before the game, I think it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday now, here on out. Tuesday after we're at home to Tring. Obviously, we don't know what, we've got the bank holiday games coming up over Easter. We don't know what the weather's going to do here at Creasy Park. So we could have a few more called off. How much is the squad now going to be tested as we go into the last seven games of the season?
Squad's going to be massively tested in their physical ability. In terms of the adversity in the back-to-back games, it is what it is. We've had a tough season all season, so these boys are taking bashings all year, whether it's in games or from the side, you know, and they take it really well because we love them and we look after them. So that run of games, that isn't going to affect us psychologically. It's going to really test us in terms of the ability to physically compete across five games. But I think we'll look forward to that challenge. There's some really fit lads out there who've got a lot to give. And look, you highlight Dylan there. That's Dylan out for the week now. It looks like he's injured and we won't be able to utilise him. But that just opens the door for another one. And we've still got some individuals who are within the training group that haven't yet made the squad, and they will definitely get their opportunity coming up. So for some, brilliant opportunity, because they're going to be required. And it's about them being focused when they get their opportunity out on that field to give a performance that allows them to keep their shirt. Because as you notice with Dunstable Town, best players play.
Yeah. Well, Dirks, I thought you handled the game really well, mate, in what you said, some really adverse refereeing conditions, shall we say, and performance from the ref, mate. So congratulations to you and the boys, mate. First win since January the 30th, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah. Big shout out to Deeney, who's unfortunately not able to make it today. He's been quite poorly, which is very rare. The man made of iron goes down with a sickness. So we've missed him today. We've missed his personality and you know, his character. But the respect goes to the players today, because they've been given a free run today in terms of managing themselves within the game. We've given them a lot of responsibility today to lead from within, and some of the characters have definitely stepped up, done that today. Alfie's one man of the match today because Alfie has absolutely led, heart on his sleeve. He's won contacts, he's run the hard yards, and he's had so much character and personality today, which is really, really pleasing to see from Alfie. So well done to the group of players. Deanie, get yourself better, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all those that celebrate.
Yes, most definitely. Congratulations, Dirks, mate. I'm sure you've got some other media commitments. He's the busiest man in the world after this game. Go and get yourself a Guinness, mate. Well, congratulations. We'll be back with our podcast later in the week. Like I say, we are at home on Tuesday to Bulldog, 7:45 kickoff. But till then, everybody, up them mighty Blues.